Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. What is today? June the 23rd. All day long.
June 23rd.
Excuse me. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host. We are sponsored by North State Consultants, the best tax prep and consultants in the business. Their telephone number is 530-221-0101, and consultations are by appointment only. You're listening to 1460 KCNR Free Fire Radio. I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda.
Good morning, everyone.
Our trusted soundboard operator and all-around good gal, Rachel.
Hello.
And we have our special guest with us as well.
Ooh,
we have
to be the special guest.
Yeah, you're the special guest today.
That's not special bad, is it?
Well, it could be.
I
guess it all depends on how you look at that.
It all depends on your definition.
I think we're going to have somebody else coming in here pretty soon, too. I think Elizabeth is on her way. I believe she's late.
Imagine that.
Elizabeth, are you out there?
Did you hear something banging on the door out there? Is it door locked?
No, I didn't lock the door.
No. Yeah, that would be funny, wouldn't it?
We'd be like, what? What do you need?
Elizabeth who?
Who?
Anyway, they're in here from We the People Radio, and we wanted to have them in this morning and, talk about a bunch of different stuff and just basically have some fun here.
Comic relief.
comedy relief, that's exactly right. Let's see, do we have any veterans events that we need to talk about? Or?
Yes, we do. Tomorrow at 9 o'clock. There is going to be a general flying in from South Korea Army. Mm-hmm. Kim Chamberlain is putting this on to honor the Korean heroes.
Wow.
There's going to be about 100 of them.
Is he like a 1-2-star, 3-star, 4-star general?
That I don't know.
That'd be interesting to know, wouldn't
but
it?
Yeah,
he was a major general.
Oh.
As opposed to a minor general.
There you go. So anyway, folks, that starts at 9 o'clock.
That's scary.
And then they'll be going up to the cemetery and doing some ceremonies. And then afterwards, there's going to be a lunch and more activities down at Anderson River Park.
There's also the support the rural sheriffs today that
yes,
we were going to
yes.
be talking about.
But this just in. Elizabeth is parking her car. She just texted us.
Oh, hurry. Go lock the door, everyone.
Now's our opportunity to lock the door.
Boy.
Okay, Red Bluff Fairgrounds today, Saturday, June 23rd, from 1:30 till 5. We have the sheriff's event.
Yeah, and we got 10 sheriffs showed up?
Yes, the Support Rural America Sheriff's event. So we have Sheriff Dave Henkrat from Tehama County. We have Dean Wilson from Del Norte County. And there's a possibility he may not be there, but he had something going on. Hmm. Mike Poindexter from Modoc County. Michael Downey from Humboldt County. We haven't seen him before. Bruce Haney, Trinity County. Greg Hagwood from Plumas. Tom Basenko from Shasta County. And Sheriff Tom Allman from Mendocino. Larry Jones from Glenn County, who is also new.
All right.
Very good. We also know that the Tea Party is meeting Monday night, 6 p.m. at 2570 South Bonneview at Bonneview Baptist. Or is it
Destiny Fellowship?
But everybody knows it's Bonneview Baptist.
Yeah. So it's Destiny
Fellowship. That's like the landmark location.
Yeah. So...
Ta-da!
She finally got her car parked.
Elizabeth is here.
Hey, I got a lot of press on the radio.
That was like when I got my ticket. That was payback.
I never get this much attention. They're like, Elizabeth, you're
sorry.
Out there.
Hurry up, drive faster.
Okay, I want to go start with the first quote, and then I want to hit on Fast and Furious a little bit here. The first quote I have here is, "He who helps the guilty shares the crime." And that is Publius Syrus.
Hey, and another take on that is those that are nice but don't do anything about, they only complain. Wouldn't they fall in that category?
I think that's aiding and abetting, but I'm not sure you can go to jail for it. Okay, I got this article, and the point of this article, this comes from The Telegraph. This is a London newspaper, and this is by Tim Stanley. And what I find interesting is that we can get more news, it seems like, from every place else in the world but America on anything that is controversial to the president, or anything that promotes freedom or free speech or just all around constitutional precepts. I mean, it's like we got a total blackout on the media. They're actually starting to come out with the Fast and Furious, but it's been going on for a year or two now, because I think everybody's starting to leave them in droves, because guess what? I mean, why would I keep turning on the TV to get either lied to or not get the information they're supposed to be reporting? And I mean, I don't care which side of the aisle you're on, Fast and Furious, whether you're pro Obama or anti-Obama.
Fast and Furious has everything to do with that. Furious has everything to do with, did the government know that they were selling, you know, that they were letting guns go over the border, and that people were going to get killed? And then did they lie about it when they were asked?
What's interesting about
the hand in the cookie jar.
What's interesting about this article, and the reason I say pro Obama, is because Eric Holder is his guy.
I'm just messing with you.
I know.
And
so,
you know, people don't turn into the news to be entertained. They literally turn into the news. I mean, they can watch Dancing with the Stars for that.
They want to be listening to us for that.
They could be listening to us.
Although
they want news.
Sometimes watching
real
some of these stations
yeah.
is pretty entertaining because they don't report anything. But I wanted to kind of talk about this Fast and Furious a little bit here, because the first thing that comes out is this started under the Bush administration. Well, I wanted to make some things clear that that's true in a way. They had an operation going that was called. What was it called here? Bush, called Operation Wide Receiver. But the thing that they were doing is they were putting the guns out there, but then they would follow the guns and arrest the people after they got the guns. Whereas the big difference between that and what Eric Holder's guys, the current ATF, was doing is they weren't going and arresting the guys with guns. They just give them the guns and say, see you later. Mm-hmm. So there's a pretty big distinction there. And I'm not defending Bush. All I'm saying is you can't blame part of this operation on Bush, because they were completely two different operations. And so the real thing that's happening here is this is like this could be Obama's Watergate. And the reason I say that is the reason that Nixon, had all these problems was not because he told the guys to wiretap the phones. It was because he kept trying to cover up the fact.
Right.
Of them wiretapping the phone.
The only difference between then and now is that he was a Republican and the media went after Nixon. Unfortunately, the media is protecting Obama.
Well,
but
it
used to go after
every.
We used to go after stuff. It's also a different time period. You know, if you think back in the 70s, it was like, he what? You know, that's outrageous. And now, it's kind of like, well, they're just being mean. There's just a lot of meanness. This is like everybody gets a trophy.
Exactly. Yeah, we don't want to have a bad day and we're all politically correct.
I guess, the big difference here between Watergate and Fast and Furious is nobody really got killed in the Watergate thing.
Mm-hmm.
In this thing, there's like, we got Brian Terry.
Can you
like
imagine 200... being Brian Terry's parents right now?
Yeah.
I mean, they must feel like the entire, their homeland, their country has completely sold them out.
Yep.
How devastating.
I don't think the homeland or the country has done it.
I know,
I think
but
it's
the
politicians and the guys in power that have done it, because they're trying to protect. This is so Nixonian, because what did Nixon do? The first thing he tried to do.
Did you just make up that word, Nixonian? Is that a word?
Well, it is now.
I like it. Okay, wait a minute. Continue.
That makes Mark the Nixonator.
Hey, you knew what you were getting when you invited us on, Mark.
Don't worry. I will be the next Nixonator. So We were almost to a break here.
Sorry, you invited us.
We're at a breakdown here, yeah. So it's like, what? What? So anyway, I think we might as well go to a break now because we've totally lost. We're KCNR.
1460, home of the Free Fire Media. And we'll catch you on the other side, folks.
Don't come back.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian rose. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookie and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
Hi, this is Bob with Flu Season Chimney Sweeps. Did you ever wonder what a chimney sweep does in the summer? At flu season, we clean and repair chimneys year-round. But in the warm weather, we also service and install evaporative coolers. Is your cooler ready for summer? Our refreshing 10-point cooler service prepares for your comfort in the fiery, blistering, sizzling days of summer ahead. Schedule your cooler service and spring chimney cleaning together and save time and money. Call Flu Season today at 221-3331.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yep, we've got our serious hats on again. We're in trouble now, folks. You can just see us now.
Sing along.
Yeah, that'll work. Wow, where were
we? We're all keeping our day jobs, in case you were wondering.
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, maybe on stage for comedy, but that'd be about it. So let's kind of get back to this. Let's talk about Tricky Dick. For a while.
We already had that approved,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, we know we can say that as long as it's a person
you
and not
say
a thing.
Tricky Dick or Anthony Weiner, either way, as long as you have you know, Mr. Yeah, it's like the old, like we were talking about with the old cartoon Goofy, you know, Mr. Walker, and he turns into Mr. Wheeler.
That's what we did during the break. Checked out all our possibilities.
Yeah,
so we're going to have to, you know.
Working on our script.
We're back. Anyway, what's interesting about this thing is that this is what brought the, you know, what's I find totally interesting about this is that, you know, we've been kind of looking for a weak spot to finally, you know, pop up here, so to speak, with Obama. I mean, was it going to be the birth certificate? Was it going to be Fast and Furious?
But you know what? It's Obamacare. Just like when we were kids. It's the lying. It's all fun and games,
yeah,
until they get caught
hot
in the
lying
lie.
Isn't that funny?
Uh
uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can almost do anything as long as you don't lie about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's true, you know, and so the cover up is what got Nixon, and that's what I think is going to happen here because, you know, executive privilege has been invoked 24 times since Ronald Reagan, and attempts to override it rarely reach the courts. So in other words, why would you invoke that? And the other part of this executive privilege is the only time it actually works is if you are trying to protect some secret for the president. Well, think about this for a second.
If he wasn't involved, what do you have a secret for?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what's the bottom line?
Rut row.
Exactly. It's like, you know. So what if he's not involved in it, okay, then he really can't invoke executive privilege.
But if he can, then he was lying before when he said he didn't have anything
or
to do.
Or is he lying?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. What is it?
It's really hard to get yourself out of a hole once you've
uh-huh.
dug it. What
yeah.
a tangled web we weave.
You know, and Krauthammer said, too,
I was
going
to say that, too, but all I could think of was Dwizzle, Drazzle, Dwizzle, Dwo.
No, no, that's
for this one.
Wizard.
Come home.
Yeah,
like,
yeah that doesn't
Mr.
work.
Wizard.
It was like wrong cartoon.
That was Mr. Wizard.
Tudor Turtle.
Yeah, Tudor
Turtle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're on the same page. We could talk about King Leonardo, too, but well, let's not go there. So, anyway.
I'll save you.
I lost my train. I lost my train of thought. We were, where
Imagine
were we?
That.
Oh, I know.
We are
back
so
to the lying.
Oh,
I don't think
lying.
I don't think we're getting invited back, Aaron.
We're grounded. Speaking of kids.
So, you know, like we talked about with the, you know, this executive privilege and the lying stuff is what seems to, you know, bring these guys down. And we've been wondering what is going to be the, and where I was going was Charles Krauthammer said that MSNBC covered 10 seconds of this whole thing in the last year or two. Well, think about that. You know, if you guys are watching TV.
Mm-hmm. And I hope you're not.
Really? Because
I'll watch the TV. Just don't believe everything.
Yeah, well, now they got
the... If you're watching cartoons, you might be okay.
Yeah.
That's
the truth.
Yeah, now they got the new commercial. You know, the commercial with the world's most interesting man, you know, and...
Stay thirsty, my friend.
Stay thirsty, my friend. Now we got the world's most arrogant man. Stay ignorant, my friends.
Yeah, I like that. There you go.
I was like, where's he going to go with this?
Hey, you know, if you're having a wedding or a birthday party and you have a gift registry, Obama's taking donations.
Yeah, I saw that.
Seriously?
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, yeah. So there's a website.
Okay, so you don't get it, he does?
Exactly. So if you really care about getting him back into office, if you're getting married this summer, you can direct your guests to send monetary donations
his own
to his
registry.
Campaign
wow.
instead
yeah.
of buying you a wedding gift. Number one, how pathetic. Number two, how arrogant.
Where do you buy Kool-Aid like that?
I don't know.
Well, you guys are really ruining my deal here.
Sorry.
Because I
were you going to do that?
Did
we jump ahead?
No, I signed up for the dinner. They were going to fly me in.
For $3?
No way.
Yeah.
Is that the $3
dinner? At Jessica Parker's house?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. What, are you guys telling me I'm not going
to
make it?
I need to get out more. I had no idea. I get the little thing that says, Barack has been up all night trying to come up with solutions for the country. Won't you please help him? It's like, really? Did you really send this to me?
Yeah.
Am I supposed to feel special?
You know that down payment on your first house? You can wait.
Yeah.
Please send it to Barack.
Yeah, I want to go have dinner with Ferris Bueller.
I don't know if he was there.
Well, she married him, so I'm assuming he's going to be there. You know?
Know.
I mean,
yeah.
It's just
anyway.
A little... I mean, there comes a point where you go...
And anybody that really thinks that these methods are okay, like, you need to really get out of the rabbit hole...
Yeah.
Forget about Cinderella and come back to life.
It rockets right past cheesy.
It's weird. It's tacky. Beyond, I mean, tacky.
There you go. Rockets
super.
Past cheesy directly to tacky.
Super tacky.
Yeah.
And beyond.
Well, and even, and you know, getting back a little bit on a serious note, I mean, you think about this Fast and Furious.
Buzzkill.
Think about what's happened here in this Fast and Furious. Media blackout. I mean, they're just now coming out. Why are they just now coming out to report this? Why are they just now talking about this after, what, 2 years? So the liberal side of things is like shocked all of a sudden. It's like, wow, you know, there's a real problem here. The Department of Justice and Eric Holder, you know, they got cited with contempt, those evil Republican guys. Let's forget about all the people that just died. Getting shot with the weapons that they let walk over the border.
Well, when we no longer make decisions based on fact, we make them completely on party line or emotion. I mean, yeah. You know, we're not going to be making good decisions.
Well, you know, I'm just wanting to clue everybody in. You know, big government doesn't have any parties. There's like, we got like two heads on the same guy.
Yeah, they're like those little things at the hood of your car, you know?
The bobbleheads?
Yeah, the bobbleheads.
The bobbleheads.
Oh, you have those on the hood of your car?
No.
But I made fun of them when I was
younger. I didn't know they were on the hood.
They can't be on the hood. They can't go through the car wash.
You know the old Cadillacs, the old fancy Mercedes, the Rolls Royces, they have that thing at the end of the hood?
Yeah, the hood ornament.
The hood ornament. There you go. That's what I was
thinking. This is what you steal when you park in the wrong neighborhood?
I'm not sure how that's, let's see. I never seen a two-headed hood ornament.
Well, see, now you know why it took her so long to park the car.
Good one.
High five through the mic.
Linda gets a little air thing there.
That was perfect.
That was a good one.
Yeah. So
I was trying to park my two hoods.
Yeah, so, you know, this whole thing is just blowing up more and more on these people because, you know, why would you just let guns walk over the border into the Mexican cartels with no strings? Why would you do that? I mean, and then, you know, they were telling the arms dealers in you know, the legal gun owners or gun shops in Arizona to let them do it. Let them walk with this thing. So, you know.
Yeah, what is the real bottom line here, though, with Fast and Furious?
Well, the bottom line is that these guys are lying. They won't issue the documents.
And it can't have anything to do with our constitutional right.
Second Amendment. Well, and what's interesting is I saw a picture of Daryl Issa and the DOJ and all the liberal pundits are, yeah, they've released like 7,000 documents. They got Daryl Issa in a photograph holding up one of the documents that is completely a black page of nothing. It's like they didn't just redact, you know.
They busted out the super redactor.
No, they busted out the roller and the black ink and just hit the page.
Airbrushed.
And they just count that as one of the documents. So let's see, if I send you a bunch of black pieces of paper with nothing on them, okay, that counts as a document and you've complied, right? Yeah. And so the real deal is that the liberal media is just catching up with this because they're being forced to. Okay? It's not because they want to.
I don't know. They might want to. Don't give them a pass.
Yeah, mainstream media, just keep watching.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for perspective. I mean, it is good for perspective. If you have Sirius Radio, I'm always encouraging people, listen to 127, the left channel.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious. You can listen to all the news from, like, imaginary land.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where the really good arguments are made on this stuff. And you have to listen and you go, gosh, how do you actually arrive at that conclusion? That's a little odd.
You go to Goebbels' school of propaganda, you know, I mean, really, because what do? You just don't tell anybody the truth. You confuse everybody with a bunch of facts that don't mean anything.
Of course. And, you know, a lot of the conservative talk show hosts are, you know, they've got their own little spin on things.
Well, both sides.
Some of them are a little extreme on that end as well.
Sure. Don't you guys have an attack watch button?
No.
It just occurred to me we've had no attack watch go off during this.
Wow. Maybe we should.
Attack watch.
Yeah. So, you know, I was going to say, you know, talking about listening to the radio stations, you know, the best way to stay up at night if you're driving home.
Art Bell?
No. Bernie Ward used to be the guy, but they put him in prison for child molesting. And then,
there's a lot of that going around.
Yeah. And then,
now that Jerry Sandusky's going to be rooming with him.
And I don't know if he's still on, but Ray Taliaferro from KGO, if you want to not go to sleep at night, you know, just put that one on because you're going down and you're like, oh my God, I got to get coffee, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, this guy starts talking. Pretty soon you're so mad, you're screaming at the radio, shut up!
I want to turn you off, but I can't.
If I turn you off, I'm going to crash.
It's kind of funny if you look in the chat room, somebody says here, the Fast and Furious guns didn't have any RF chips in them to allow them to be tracked. Then somebody else says, who could have foreseen something bad could have happened?
Yeah, I mean.
Then in all caps, it's not like they sold them bullets.
And I like Aaron's, her sign-in name, Aaron who was not late. Was that a shot at me, Aaron?
As opposed to Elizabeth, who was late and did not bring a computer and will not be able to fight back.
I think they call that a dig.
Yeah. We dig with the best of them. Well, I dig it.
Who'd have thought that $1 million worth of AK-47s was going to hurt anything if you sold them to the Mexican cartels?
I mean, that seems perfectly reasonable to me.
Yeah, sure.
You know, if I was going to look for a project, you know, like a class project, you know, hey, why not?
Yeah, see, they don't play marbles anymore. They were going to use those bullets and, you know, gather in the courtyard.
No, they didn't get bullets, remember?
They didn't get bullets. It's not like we sold them bullets. Read the chat room.
No,
we don't have a computer.
I don't know because, see,
I'm reading over Linda's shoulder.
See, because the government mentality is they're never going to be able to put the ammunition together with the guns, you know?
They're stupid.
It's like, what? I think we got to go to a break.
Okay.
Rachel's like, oh, for Lord's sake, shut the microphones off.
She's going to cut us off here. This is 1460, home of the Free Fire Media. We'll catch you on the other side, everyone.
Everywhere, as she told me, it can break your heart and put you in misery. Since I met this little woman, I feel it's happened to me, and I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
Wake up, America. You're too young to die.
Our guest this Sunday is professional forester and author Mike Dubrasi, who promotes environmental stewardship and heads a coalition known as Give Us Our Land Back, which wants to defederalize Oregon's public lands. Also, we'll learn what happened at this weekend's Support Rural America Constitutional Sheriff's event in Red Bluff. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains, and if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
Join the conversation in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
We're back.
and we hope that Carl is not at home rolling over going, oh, my God, what
well,
happened to my
show? Well, the phone isn't ringing, so I think we're good.
Rachel's
for the
on
next
the phone
minute.
Right now. As a matter of fact, she had to plug her ears, and we're all talking.
See
at the
what
same
happens
time.
When I let those people mix?
See, I gotta do my ATF. I gotta do my ATF agent.
Yeah, he does. He wants to do that. Okay, go ahead.
You know, I went to the doctor. You know, and that's something I couldn't think. You know, and so I went and had a brain scan. You know, they didn't find nothing.
Just so you know, he's got his baseball cap on backwards.
Yeah, and there's like hair sticking
even,
out through the thing.
Even,
yeah,
he even dressed the part.
Is that real hair, or is that the kind that comes with the hat?
Well,
that was pretty good.
In the front, it is.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Well, we have no limits.
Let's see. Where
Charles well, is online one. We have Charles on line one. At least there was a Carl on line one. It's Charles on line one.
Carl
we're,
called
we're
Charles
not in
and
trouble.
Said, for God's sake, call them.
I've lost control.
You never had it.
Just because you got here before we did didn't mean that it was going to work for you.
I was thinking.
Now
I was,
the other line's
ringing. I was under this impression this was my show.
Oh. I didn't. I wasn't going to.
Silly man.
I can't say if that's the thing.
Okay, we got Charles on the line, so. Charles, are you there? Charles.
Morning, Charles.
Charles, are you there? Hello, calling all Charles.
Charles has gone to infinity and beyond.
Charles is gone. Maybe I hear the phone ringing again.
Little kids, we like narrate every moment.
I know, it's like,
he
drops a call.
Charles is going to say something profound.
Yeah, I know. We're all acting like a bunch of goofballs.
We frightened him.
He's going to be like 4 scored 7 years ago. Oh. No, there
not
he is.
There. He's not there.
We don't know.
Oh, because all four of us are in here in the studio right now.
Maybe we should change the subject and go.
What?
And go. You know, I don't know. You want to change the subject?
Yeah, I'm kidding.
Did we have
is
one?
It, is it okay?
What was the other choice? What are the options?
Did we have
give us some choices.
Okay, option one, we stick with Fast and Furious.
We've already beaten that in
okay.
the head.
Yeah, we have.
Option two, we talk about the economy in Europe.
Okay, I like it.
Oh, wow. Can we stop?
Okay,
can we
I guess now we actually have Charles on the line.
No?
We got busy
signal. I don't know. The phone keeps losing him. I was thinking that we could
can we use accents?
We could talk. Yeah, we could talk about bank
I'll rounds. Be Greece.
We could
you
be,
can be Italian. You can be Spanish.
Bella.
And you can be
there
English.
There you go. Hold on, no.
I can be whatever.
I don't want to be Spanish.
I don't want to be Spanish.
I say.
It's Spanish.
A Spanish.
So if I have to be British, I say what? Hey, I like. I don't. I could do them all. I could be Irish.
King George. King George.
Top of them, I could be
don't
Irish.
Get those Americans.
You can be
King
an
George.
Irishman.
I can be,
okay, now the dual personalities are coming out here.
There you go.
Okay.
All right, guys. News of the world in the Irish accent. We like
that. So they're having bank runs in Ireland, you know. That means you can't get your money. No ATM here, you know.
Oh.
Hey, nice job, Pip.
That sounds like a Tom Slick cartoon. And they're winning the race, and the crowd goes wild. Yay.
All right.
Ooh. Have we got Charles yet? I feel like I'm tap dancing right now.
How are things in Europe these
oh,
days?
Oh, I thought
Mark?
We were just
not
really.
Good.
I thought we were doing what we were supposed to be doing.
Talking about the media.
Good morning.
Charles has landed. Good morning, Charles. How are you doing tonight? Today? This morning?
This morning. Well, I suppose it's tonight in Moscow.
Well, that's what we were talking about. We're 12 hours ahead in Europe.
Yeah. We're in a dark room in an undisclosed location in our mother's basement.
That was a pretty good recovery, wasn't
it? Nice. Very nice.
Yeah. Anyway, what you got, Charles?
Since we're talking about the media, what do y'all think about Bruce Ross going completely
That's a pretty sore subject with me. Nice.
Kaboom! Charles, what do you mean by that?
Oh, did you see
I don't have headphones,
so
I don't know what he's saying.
Early this past week?
No, I missed that one because I quit
reading.
I quit reading that portion of the paper because I think Bruce Ross has a real problem with telling the truth. That's not slanted.
Well, he seems to have a real problem with Gary Gat also.
Yeah, yeah.
He just has a real problem with anything that is the truth in doing real journalism, I think.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, he was trying to say, anybody who tries to link integrated regional water with Agenda 21 is is a nut.
And he's been right.
These guys are, don't know what they're talking about. They're, making a mountain out of a molehill, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, he's been right all along on every article that he's written, as far as I can tell. He's never been wrong once. In fact, really, I can't think where he's ever actually been right about anything. You know, it doesn't matter what he talks about. If it doesn't have a left-wing slant to it that completely gets rid of all of the facts, then why write an editorial that actually tells the truth and makes sense?
It doesn't even tell different facts. It just kind of demonizes the people who are
trying to get the word out.
Yes, the old hit piece.
Well, he is an obedient servant of his master's, Scripps Howard.
Yep.
The company that actually owns the paper.
Yeah, where did he go to school at? Harvard? And I hear you go to Harvard and then you turn left. Is that, and then you get
You can turn left from anywhere.
No, I think you have to make a left turn way before that.
Ah, I see.
But, you know, Scripps Howard, they're a textbook publishing company, aren't they?
Yeah, I believe they're
and
owned
who
by
they
the.
Sell to?
Yeah, I believe they're owned
the
by the big bankers.
And,
yeah.
Public
and the,
schools.
And the teachers' unions and so forth.
Hmm. No
so
connection
if the teachers
there.
Unions are not happy. They might get, you know, want to buy the school districts to buy from somebody else, and so Scripps Howard, natural bias there.
You're making too much sense, Charles. I'm going to have to hang up on you.
That was a good one.
Yeah, so
hey,
somebody
I just
has
want
in the chat
know,
room, he can't
Rachel,
handle the truth.
Rachel put me in charge of the dump button. So if you want to say
out.
Anything bad, Charles, I get to push the button. Go for it. I want to try it. No, just
so are we back? Are we back to the, you know, you can say Wiener as long as you say Anthony Wiener?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And what about crap?
Or Mister?
Crap is good.
Crap.
It's crap. You can use crap
or
in
as
sentence.
Long as you're talking about linens, you
as
can
long as you
say...
Go ahead, Charles. I was going to say,
yeah,
as long
a
as
white
you...
sheet and a black sheet and a green sheet and lots of sheets for your bed.
All the colors of the rainbow.
See, I was thinking crap was good as long as you don't use it in the same sentence with bread, because that would indicate you were having a crap sandwich and, you know.
Not to be confused with the Climate Reach and Action Plan, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
You guys.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, Charles. We're having one of those days where, you know, we're sort of silly here. But, yeah, I mean,
I thought this was not what we were supposed to do.
Yeah.
This is what you told me we were doing.
We're killing an hour here.
I mean, we're really killing it.
Yeah. I was thinking, you know, but.
Yeah, the funeral for the next. The funeral for the hour is scheduled for later in the day.
Will you be presiding over that?
Is that going to be after the running somebody out of the town on a rail or the tar and feathering
there
meeting?
There you go.
Yeah. Give us something.
Well, in Pamplona, Spain, they have the running of the bulls.
Give us some Russian, Charles. We were talking about, you know, accents. You got a good one.
Здравствуйте, как ты поживаешь?
Huh? Where the heck did that come from?
I have to look that up.
That's hello, how are you doing, Charles? I actually speak Russian.
Mark had some Russian under the hood there we didn't know about.
What's that all about?
Grew up with Russians.
Really?
Yeah, we could really talk about how he learned how to say hi, hello, and all
well,
that, you know,
yeah, you know
and
then
the predicament
really,
he got
that's
put
really
in.
Funny story.
Yeah,
you
know.
I was with my friend, who was his parents were, you know, they actually escaped from Russia from behind the Iron Curtain. You know, they had to sneak through China. They painted their way out of China. So I grew up with some guys who knew what Stalinism was about and how to work your way out of it. And my best friend, of course, was I wanted to learn Russian. So he says, yeah, this is what you got to say. You got to say, Здравствуйте, я свинья. And, you know, so I go, I'm thinking, oh, yeah, I practiced for days because it's hard to say, Здравствуйте, trust me. So, and я свинья. So I did go up in front of his parents, this big thing, you know, and I go, Здравствуйте, я свинья. And his mom looks at his my best friend. He goes, Tony? And I'm thinking, what? Well, what Strasvichev Yasvinya means in Russian is, hello, I'm a pig.
No, okay, we just had to put that out there.
True story.
That's another incentive to learn a foreign language. Especially
and know what you're saying.
Especially if you get a complicated one like Russian,
yeah.
Because nobody else knows.
It's a tough one. I actually went and did some Russian school, and I used to be able to read and write it a little bit, but I'm not fluent, but I can hear it and understand a lot of it. But it's tough. It's a tough language because the vowels are all different, and you know they got to, you got to get your tongue on it like this. You know,
not like not like Spanglish that we all we all know.
Yeah,
yeah,
lazy English.
It's not like it's not like Ola. are you still there, Charles?
Yeah.
He's our hostage.
Well, you better give us something, inspirational, Charles, and then we got to let you go and move on. I guess we don't have to let you go. We can keep him on for as long
as we
want.
We're not going to move on anyway, so, why lie to people?
And this is our show. We can do whatever we want.
Well, Rachel says we have to take a break.
One minute.
We got
one minute.
You got 1 minute, Charles.
Every week we have at least one article about phantom currency backed by a ghost.
Oh, yeah, that's the old quote from Thomas Jefferson. Paper is the ghost of money and not the real thing, and paper is poverty. Yeah, you bet.
Nice.
Yeah, too bad we don't have... Do we have the Casper the Friendly Ghost music in the bumper rotation?
No.
What's
really interesting is she actually...
What was that?
She actually knows that.
Yeah, that's what the scary part is.
Okay.
She pulled that right up, but not
the Casper the Ghost.
She knows the words.
What about Wendy?
I think that's a...
And the horse.
Wendy.
Nightmare? The horse? Remember the horse?
This is getting really... This is getting really racist here, so we've got to go to a break. Okay, so...
Ghosts are white.
Yeah.
Okay, this is KCNR, 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Crackling rosy, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more. We'll go taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady. Hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Redding's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Redding's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
We all know music is what gets you on the dance floor, but it's the entertainment that keeps you there. When it's time for your next party or major event, call Music by Robert, your entertainment professional. Over 25 years of quality and experience. Music by Robert. Weddings, 347-4500. Graduations, birthday parties, 347-4500. Retirement parties, anniversary parties, 347-4500. Get it. Call 347-4500 when planning your next party or special event. Music by Robert.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Hello?
Hello?
I guess we're back.
Hello?
The music.
Problem.
Hello?
Oh, she's going to do
the Casper theme song coming in. Come on, Linda. Say hi to everybody.
I'm saying hi to everybody, but...
Fade out.
And we're back. This is KCNR 1460.
This ain't no party. This ain't no disco. So.
Not yet, anyway.
You had a lot of
Give us a few more minutes, we might.
Yeah, it's true. We talked about this being the Seinfeld episode because it was like, what we're going to talk about? I don't know. Let's make it a show about nothing.
And we started with Eric Holder. What a great idea.
Yeah.
We've been excellent at that. Yes.
Yeah, it's been very, very successful.
I think it's working. Our evil plan is working. So.
Oh.
So.
Everybody try it. Elizabeth? Yours kind of sounds like a sheep in a rubber band situation.
She's like.
Oh, Linda just passed out.
She's like, mwah, mwah.
She was like, goat boy.
This is making me cry, and I'm going to have to redo my makeup.
You've heard the joke about that.
That's why it's radio. Cry all you want.
You heard the joke about the goats in the pasture, right? And the one,
Please, pray tell.
No, and the car goes by, and the one goat says to the other one, "That's my dad." Sorry.
Oh, man.
But you're going to say, stop. There's a lot of
so how do we
LMAO
go?
On the chat room.
Just a little bit.
They had no one else to say. LMAO was the only thing they could say. It's probably
an acronym. How did we go from to...
It was my ghost impression.
Elizabeth has no scary voice.
My ghost impression was a complete flop.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Mark, do you have any other fun facts for us that we can denigrate?
We can talk about Animal Farm. The Orwellian, goat deal.
We all just totally give him straight face. He's like, no, wait.
I actually have something meaningful to say. I just forgot what it was.
We called
unbelievable.
We called him to bat, and he stood there and said, "What?"
Yeah, it's like Casey at the bat.
Uh-huh. Okay, what is it?
Okay, I was talking about Europe.
Yes. Oh yeah, we got caught up on accents.
Such as it is, and such as it will be.
Yeah, Europe is
sliding off the cliff.
Yeah, pretty much imploding. It's going to be here pretty soon, guys. It's not going to be that far, in my opinion, because you know something? All these banks are connected. They're all insolvent,
and they're all getting downgraded.
Moody's downgraded. Credit.
B of A and. A bunch of them, like 12 of them or something.
Yeah, credit switch.
Okay, here's a question
three
for me.
Down. Sure.
If all of our national, or these national
as opposed
banks,
to channeling
are,
some other person who's
if,
not here?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Thank you.
Just
you are
I
so
just
honest.
Checking.
So if our banks are downgraded, then why would the stock market go up?
Well, because if you're counterfeiting money and buying stock and you're the Federal Reserve and you have the President's Pledge Protection Team and the guys that are manipulating all of the computer programs, you don't want the stock market to drop because that would indicate that we were in a bad economic situation.
Well, and I suppose if you
bad.
Knew that okay. So,
and remember, that's not money. That's currency. There is a difference. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, money is real. Currency is paper. And so it's bad to have currency.
That's my line. Don't try to steal my part.
Sorry.
Actually, it's
a bit of a part. I'm the first one that came up with a good sheep impression.
All of a sudden, we're starting to have parts now.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm looking. Okay, see, this is the thing. Right over your head is a calendar with penguins on it. It's so distracting.
What is it, like Happy Feet?
It's the Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
Oh.
A calendar.
Oh, yeah.
What is up with that?
Hey, whatever happened to Marlon Perkins?
Oh, Jim.
Did he die?
He died.
Oh,
yeah. 1,000, I'm sure.
Jim took him down. remember that one? You know, they've got the anaconda coming into the boat, and Marlon Perkins, like, steps out of the way. He's like, Jim will now wrestle the giant anaconda.
No, it's Stan. Remember Stan Brock?
Yeah, but it was Jim before.
He was the guy in the Stan
outfit.
And then they got Stan, see, because Marlon couldn't handle it anymore. And then Stan was like the guy with bare feet, and, he looked like Jungle Jim, and he'd run through the
I quit
savannah.
Watching it after Marlon Perkins wasn't there. Actually, I quit watching it after my dad stopped making us. So I moved out of the house.
It'd be like, Marlon Perkins.
She turned 18 and no more.
My dad's like, oh, look, Wild Kingdom's on. We're like, no.
Oh, he died on 6/14, 1986.
Wow. How did you know that?
Rachel has access to Google.
Yeah. Wikipedia. Yeah. Well, of course.
No, she has all these facts in her head.
She is Sheldon.
Amazing.
The Sheldonator.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway. Where were we? Oh, Europe.
The penguins.
No, we're at Europe.
No, not penguins. Sorry.
We're at Europe in banking.
We haven't made it that far to the penguins, just Europe.
Okay.
Can you turn my mic up so I can override these guys? Thank you, Rachel.
Hey, Rachel, you invited him off.
I thought you were broadcasting
we're
through
gonna
the
do
air
the,
on the hat.
Yeah. Elizabeth. The dump button. The dump button.
The dump button. No, it's the dump button, not the dumb button.
I said
it's
dumb.
You just lost the previous 7 seconds.
Delay.
Okay, so we're back to Europe. Did it, did it, did it.
Yeah.
Spanning the world. It's a constant variety of banking.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, they're having bank runs in Europe and they're imploding and, you know, we've got some real problems going on over there. And these same banks that are getting downgraded are the same banks that operate here. We got a global problem. And so if you're not preparing out there, I think you're kind of blowing it, so to speak, because
well, they're blowing it and you're going to get caught in the crossfire.
You're going to get caught in the crossfires. You know, I should,
that's what happens when you have a global community, a global economy. You lose your sovereignty. You are you're going to be feeling the impact of what happens other places.
Yeah, it takes a village to have global warming.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, you want this whole global thing, then that's what you get.
Yeah, it's because it's selling snake oil. You know, it's like, oh yeah, we're all workers of the world unite. You know, that all sounds good till they all unite and there's no work.
Yeah,
and no food.
And no food, and yeah, that's a real problem.
They get hungry over there?
Oh, but you capitalist pigs, all you care about is greedy stuff. No, what we care about is working hard and producing.
And feeding our families.
And producing things.
And freedom. And
instead of sitting around and waiting for the government to cut me a check. Hmm. Gee, what if everybody sat around and waited for the government to cut them a check? What do you think would happen if actually nobody worked?
Well, that's the problem with socialism, right?
Yeah.
You run out of other people's money.
Forgot about Obama's stash.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Well, remember, he's got that giant tree.
Which stash are we talking about, though?
Hold on. The stash money.
The money stash.
Oh, I was talking about the other stash, man. You know, the other.
That's the other side.
Yeah,
that's
the other,
too.
The other stash. You know, the Dave's Not Here stash?
No. California legislature working on that, man.
Oh, yeah.
They want to pass the new marijuana law.
Mange.
Yeah, the new marijuana law where you just do whatever you want.
We're going to go back to the 60s. Yay!
Yeah. You know, hey, I got...
Anything goes, accountability,
I think they should make it legal, but that doesn't mean I sanction it. I think that you should have the right to drink, smoke, or do whatever, but guess what? I don't think the government should feed you and clothe you and give you money to do it. That's the problem, you know, because after a while, when you're laying around by the side of the road going, wow, man, I just ran out of doobage, you know? And I'm starting to get hungry.
So you start eating the guy next to you. There's a little trend there too. Hey, and the thing is everybody thinks that if you're fiscally conservative or responsible, that you don't care about other people.
No, not
but you're
not
just smart enough to know
you don't care about the children or nothing.
That's
and
not true.
You're just
why do you
smart
hate children so much?
Know.
That's
a lie. I know, but you're smart enough to know that the money runs out.
Guess what? If you don't work,
that simple.
You don't eat. That's the law of the jungle. And guess what? Does that mean you don't care about anything?
And if
no.
No one works, no one eats.
Yeah, because I think we should just go on this program where nobody has to work and do anything, and we could all just sit around and wait for President Obama to make sure that we're all fed, because then that way, we're all equal.
He's too busy going to fundraiser number 263, where it's $40,000 a plate, which is the average income
the
of most families for a year.
Hey, well, just look at California. Charles will like this. The Health and All Policies Group is about to spend $50 million. And let's have health in all of our, we're going to give money, grants to all of our state agencies and stuff so that they can figure out how to help their workers be more healthy. Because if they do that, that's just going to...
and it'll make everyone will feel good.
At that point, we insert Rachel's face, who's going,
everyone will
hell?
Feel
think,
good.
But you see, I think, let's make all the doctors slaves so they can deliver health care to everybody.
That's later. First, we have to have health
and
all policies.
No, first we got
to
make the farmers.
Health
slave.
And all policies. I did go to one of those meetings, and that was the one where they thought that all the state workers should ride bicycles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and we should give them to them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We should give them all bicycles. I'm like, oh, great. And the ones who can't ride bicycles, then they're disabled.
We can be just like Hong Kong.
And they can go out on disability because they can't ride a bicycle.
They have a rickshaw behind them so they can pick.
And they're all paid by the
And you think that we're making fun, but it really is this.
No,
ridiculous.
That was true. I went to the meeting.
We got two minutes left, guys. There are a couple things I do want to cover seriously,
uh-oh,
which is who's going to be our. I don't want to thank our guests this week, but I want to know. I want to know who's going to be next week.
Well, next week it will be a pre-recorded show, and we'll have Janine Turner.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So, yeah, that will be kind of fun.
I remember
and,
that show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're doing a new one with her.
Good.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I'll be out of town, so I'll be calling in. I'm going to be the...
You're the call-in guest?
I'm the caller in.
Hey, Rachel, you better work on your phone thing.
Yeah,
now,
I think
right?
the phone thing.
And
the
sheriff's event down in Red Bluff today, 1:30.
Right, 1:30.
Actually, come early.
It is free. It's free.
And it's open
admission
to the public. It's really great.
You don't have to bring handcuffs either.
If you want
Do you like
that moment
of silence?
Well,
if you want to, Rachel, you're entitled
that was
to
called,
do that.
That's what
you
call a pregnant pause.
Yeah.
We just threw you under the bus there a little
How
bit.
How much time do we have left, Rachel? Okay.
Okay, don't forget about the tea party on Monday night.
Tea party Monday night. I got a couple of quotes. You know, here we go.
I don't know.
You were born an original, don't die a copy. That was John Mason. And my signature one that you have on your letterhead. And
I'll save you?
No, not that one. The other one. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force, like fire, is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
George Washington.
Yes.
One of those awful founding fathers.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
That believed in limited government and fiscal responsibility.
And adherence to the Constitution.
Wow.
Freedoms and liberties.
Yeah, and actually having to hold yourself accountable so that you actually have to make a living for yourself and become self-reliant so that if everybody came self-reliant, they would produce more goods and services that they could possibly imagine in our standard of living would go through the roof, or we can all depend on the government.
Instead of lowering the United States to the level of other countries, we could...
Come on, Elizabeth.
Go
sound.
There we go.
This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Two bodies were found in what police believe was a murder-suicide at the Southern California Hotel where the Daytime Emmy Awards will be presented tonight. Officers say the man and woman were shot dead late last night, the Beverly Hilton, the same hotel where Whitney Houston died. Producers say the show will still go on. Syria has a new government, but it's still being run by Bashar Assad. State media there saying Assad is also promising new political reforms. This comes as the violence there absorbs its neighbor to the north. Syria admitting it shot down a Turkish military plane over the Mediterranean, causing concern to be voiced by Iraq.
This is a serious escalation and indications that the conflict would have far bigger impact than Syria itself.
Iraq's foreign minister, Hoshyar Zebari. Turkey's president says appropriate action will be taken in response to the plane being shot down, but he offered no specifics. Demonstrations continue in...